Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. Good to be with you.
Oh, good to have you with us. And then, okay, so online shopping, right? I remember before the pandemic, such a small percentage of people, things have changed. Now, online shopping is the mainstay. But here's the risk, right? Me, I know I've done online shopping, but nothing beats going into the shop and feeling the product and having a look at it and giving it a bit of a shake and feeling the weight of it. And you just can't replicate that online. You see the pictures online. You make the order. You pay for it. It gets delivered. And when it arrives at your house, you're like, oh, snap, I've made a mistake. What do we do?
That's why, not just in South Africa, but worldwide, there are different rules for online shopping in terms of you have, as a consumer, you have more protection. So because maybe the shirt looks a different color when you see it from what it did on the screen, you get an out. You get a cooling off period of 7 days from the date of delivery, not from the date you paid, from the date you actually got to touch and see the product for the first time, to just say, sorry, whoops, my bad, I don't like it, it's not what I want. You give it back and you get your full refund. Technically, in terms of the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, they can make you pay to send it back, the actual cost of sending it back. The bigger ones like Takealot, they absorb that cost, but they don't have to, right? So you fair enough, you get to send it back at your cost. Mm. But, and obviously, if you buy that same shirt in the shop when you've had a chance to interact and try it on and all the rest, you only get the right to send it, to give it back, and it's mostly for an exchange or credit, not for a refund. Mm. If there's something, let me rewind. You only get a refund, right, if there's something wrong with it, right? You don't get to change your mind. If there's nothing wrong with the product, they don't have to take it back at all. If they do, they make the rules. Okay, so this brings me to our case study. So Tessa went into the Valance and Schlanger. She bought a few things, including a table, which was discounted to around 10,000 Rand because it had scratches on it. It was all declared, it was on the invoice, everything fine. But the thing is, when the table and the other things arrived, she liked the other things. She knew she'd seen them in the store, but the table she was seeing for the first time because it wasn't in store. Yeah. And it wasn't, she didn't like it. It was smaller than she thought because she looked at it and he has the thing on the computer screen with the salesperson in the store.
Yeah.
So, when she first came to me with this, I said, well, you don't have a right of return because there's nothing, being too small is not a defect. You agree to the scratches, but being too small is not an issue. They don't have to take it back. And then I thought, I was very clever. I thought, aha, but she didn't actually see it in store, which is the advantage. She saw it on the store's computer. So isn't this the same as an online sale?
Like an online
you don't have
purchase,
the benefit of looking. So I put that to the store, and basically they said, no, it doesn't work like that. Because what they wanted to do is they were prepared to take it back, which they don't have to, but then they get to make the rules. It was an 11% handling fee plus another 20%, but they waived the 20% because they said it wasn't properly communicated to Tessa, so that 11% they were going to take off. Anyway, so I said, okay, and I went to the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services, and she said I was wrong. So my great idea didn't work out. She said, no, she did have my understanding of the act is that a pure online purchase means there's no human interaction with the store. But in this case, the consumer was interacting with the salesperson in the store. So it wasn't the same as an online purchase. Yeah. And thus, technically, the store doesn't have to take it back at all. If they do, they can make their own rules, as in this case, handling fee, whatever. So for me, the thing is, if you're going to buy in store, and you know that you don't have the right to send it back if you don't like it when it's delivered, make sure, I wouldn't go for the just look at it on the computer screen thing, because it's the worst of, you don't have the cooling off period that you would have if you were buying it online and looking at it on your own computer screen without the salesman standing next to you.
Well, the big takeaway for me here is that Wendy Nola, even the great Wendy Nola, learns a thing every day from consumers.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Every Thursday, Wendy Nola joins us on Consumer Watch. And earlier, we found out that buying online has different rules to buying in-store. But if you're buying in-store from a picture that looks like it's online, it's still buying in-store. Big lesson learned there. And now, Wendy Nola, Why is Woolworths saying that polyester, viscose and elastane vests are 100% sustainably sourced cotton?
Well, in short, it was the mistake, Darren, but it was quite a curious one. So now is the time for underwear, thermal underwear has a good ring in the middle of winter, even in Durban on some days. Anyway, so Woolies has this lovely range on sale, as they do. And in the case of the men's vest, the word cotton, the vests are in a plastic pack and it's got a cardboard strip running from the front to the back with all the details of the product on. And between front and back, the word cotton appears four times. On the front, in quite a big green circle, it says cotton, sustainably sourced. On the back, there's a logo for the Better Cotton Initiative. Mm. And then the words, we support more sustainable cotton. So I think it's fair to say that a consumer would assume that the vest was cotton. Am I right?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's an assumption.
I would say so. But when you get that packaging off, so in other words, you can't engage with the product until you've bought it, and then obviously you take the packaging off. Yeah. Okay, and when you get the packaging off and you look on the label that's stitched into the garment itself, which is lovely and soft and feels like something you would rather like against your skin, I have to say, but actually the label reveals that it's mostly polyester, not cotton. So it's 62% polyester with 33% viscose and 5% elastane. It's a little bit of stretch. Right. So fine. It's a great product, but why are you calling it cotton? Why have you got the word cotton four times on your label? So I did ask Woolworths. I have to say I was alerted to this by a tweet by Bhushan Ravji on the 16th of June, because he posted all these pictures and then said, so Woolworths, please tell me, where's the cotton in this?
Yeah.
So I asked Woolworths the same question, and this was mid-June, and I was told that there was an error in the packaging brief and design, and this resulted in the incorrect fiber composition being printed on the packaging of our men's thermal vest. Odd. Anyway, they apologized and said, we're addressing it. We're going to put stickers over the words cotton. And in the meantime, if any customers would like to return this product, they will be given a full refund. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But this week I happened to see the product and it still didn't have the stickers on. So I went back and I said, you know, you said a week, what's going on? They said, no, we are getting there. They're in some stores and not others. But bottom line, rather a curious case of quite bad mislabeling, misrepresentation. If you did get one of these and you only realize it now because you looked at the big print on the pack and not the tiny label that is not cotton as you thought, you are entitled to a refund. There you have it.
Good to know. Wendy Nola on the job as usual. Thank you, Wendy.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.